Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Burrell Swartz. He is the publisher of City Pulse. How are you, Burrell?
Well, I'm fine. A little tired.
Well, this is your time of day. I know that the newspaper will be covering this. Let's talk about a few things. You predicted that the proposal for the millage would pass, and I believe you predicted that it would pass by about the same margin it lost by.
Yeah.
And you did a good job with that.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, you know, I think people got the message from themselves almost. I mean, when you can no longer get a tree stump pulled out of the right-of-way in front of your house, you're going to be thinking about, maybe we need to pay the city a little more.
All right. When we look at Lansing City Council, everything went as we thought, and I know that the City Pulse wanted Lynn Martinez. You suggested that voters vote for her.
Yeah, we endorsed her.
But she was beaten.
Yeah, she lost by 88 votes, not as close as 4 years ago when Eric Hewitt beat an incumbent by, I think, 17 votes. You know, the first ward is a very politically savvy and a group of voters who pay close attention to these races.
Tell us about Jody Washington. Who is she?
You know, Jody Washington was sort of a regular at Lansing City Council. And you know, I think her politics then were kind of pro-Virge Bernero, kind of an unusual regular. And over this election, she has asserted a lot of independence. And, of course, Virge endorsed her opponent, Lynn Martinez. And so I think people are concerned about perhaps Jody Washington is going to join the chorus of no's on City Council, replacing Eric Hewitt. I think they're going to be mistaken. I expect Jody Washington is going to be less combative than Eric Hewitt. And while she may well be independent Verge, I don't think she's going to end up as an anti-Verge.
Well, there were those who thought that Roaring Nooner might edge out either Derek Quinney or Carol Wood. You did not predict that?
No, one of the things that, because we pay closer attention to the race, is we could see is Roaring Nooner was not campaigning very hard in recent weeks. She didn't even have an election party last night. She failed to fill out some media questionnaires, and in general, you could just see that she wasn't putting the kind of effort into it that Derek Quinney did. The Chamber of Commerce, of course, backed Rory Nooner. Derek Quinney is Mr. Union, as far as they are concerned. So they took it on the chin in that race and in two of the three others.
All right, so we have Derek Quinney, Carol Wood, Aylin Robinson, Jody Washington. Right. Now the on the board, what's that mean for Mayor Virge Bernero?
I think overall it's good. I mean, he's still got to contend with Carol Wood and Brian Jeffries, who tend to, on major issues, challenge him and often vote against him. But I think you've got in Derek Quinney someone who's shown his independence. Virge may get him, Virge may not get him. Jody Washington is the same thing. I thought it was very interesting last night that the mayor made a point of going to Jody Washington's party at the Green Door and made a point of telling our reporter there that he has overall a good relationship with her, has worked with her in the past. He's reaching out to her. That's what the mayor needs to do.
All right, and the Red Cedar proposal, that passed overwhelmingly.
Oh, my gosh. I was surprised, but pleasantly surprised that voters really got the message that, it's time to do something constructive about, let's stop fighting over an old golf course.
Bob Trezise is gone. Will he be missed, and who's going to replace him?
You know, I think Bob Trezise is going to be a big, important player in this community. I don't think he'll be missed so much as he's going to expand what he's doing through a regional platform. Who's going to replace him? That's a really good question. That's in capable hands temporarily with Carl Dorschimer. But they're just starting a search. I suspect it'll be somebody well accomplished if I know the Bernero administration.
All right, and finally, Burl, for folks who want the most up-to-date information about the elections, where can they go?
Well, they can certainly go to LansingCityPulse.com. We'll keep on top of it.
All right, thanks, Burl.
Yeah, thanks, Tony.